I Live My Philosophy. This is Dr. Herbert Albarelli, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. I live my philosophy. I am a philosopher, as every human being is, as every thinking person is. We each are a philosopher. Now, do we live our philosophy? Yes, we do. Do we get confused sometimes telling people what our philosophy is and living it? We certainly do. Our biggest problem in life is not what is our philosophy, but what do we live? We live who we are. Are you a beautiful person? Do you say you're an easy person? Anyone can get to you? Anyone can touch you with their attitudes or their thoughts or their words or their actions? And if you are that kind of person, you're not living your philosophy. Because truly, every human being, every being anywhere at all, lives their philosophy and says their philosophy is be myself and have fun. Their philosophy is to be kind to themselves and kind to their world, to see good everywhere, to see beauty everywhere, to see wholeness everywhere, to see divinity everywhere. That's what our philosophy is. As I was establishing the University of Healing and the University of Philosophy, and as I was bringing it to life, I was a young man, and people would say to me, well, what do you teach at the University of Philosophy? What do you teach at the University of Healing? And I say, I teach what I believe. Oh, don't you teach somebody's philosophy? Don't you teach some of the great philosophers? No, I don't. I don't teach anybody else's philosophy but my own, for that is all that I live, is my own philosophy. And my philosophy says, hey, I'm a happy guy. That's what my philosophy says, and that's what I am. Hey, I love everyone in the world. I created them, and I am creating them every moment. Yes, that's what my philosophy is. My philosophy is that I am the creator of my world, and I am the creator of everyone in my world, and everything that goes on in my world, I created it, and I create it momently. Now, ipso facto, I am the creator of all. All right, so I created something I didn't like. Am I going to bind myself to something that I created that I don't like, or am I going to create something that I do like? Now, I might have created myself with a bad foot, and I lived with this bad foot all my life. I couldn't run, jump, and play like all the other children. I couldn't do things I wanted to do. I learned to live with it, and I thought to myself, that's just one of my crosses to bear. No, 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 no. It's not a cross to bear. It is our choice. We choose to have whatever limitation or expansion we have in our consciousness. Whatever we have, we choose it. We've chosen it, and we can choose a new one. Now, you don't like your body? Then choose a new one. Start creating the new body that you want by saying, all is in divine order in my body. All is in divine order in my body. All is in divine order in my body. My lungs, my heart, my everything. You don't have to name item by item because you say, all is in divine order. I am in divine order. I am divine order now, now, now. And as you proclaim that, as you exclaim that, as you reveal that to yourself, the thoughts that you think will be the revelations you experience. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. We know these things. We've told ourselves these philosophical truths for years and years and years, but have we put them to work for ourselves? You tell a little child you're bad, and you keep telling the child he's bad, and he'll become bad if he's not already bad. He'll become bad. But if you tell a little child he's good, and you keep telling him he's good, and you keep proclaiming he's good, he'll be good. He'll be good. Some of my students, they say, Herb, you overkill. You say I'm so wonderful. You say I'm so fantastic. You say I'm so good. You say I'm... Don't do that. Don't do that. Well, why is it they don't want me to do that? Because they have to live up to my expectation of them, my realization of them, how I see them. And they don't like living up to my expectation of them because it means that they have no other way to go except to be their highest and best. Now you say, why would a person not want to be their highest and best? Why would a person not want to have that be their philosophy, that they are their highest and best now and always? Why would a person not want to be that way? Well, we sometimes have a strange thought in our mind, in our head, a strange thought in our attitudes that says we don't deserve to be good. We have had a mean past. We have had a mean and unhappy home life. We have had bad parents. We have had all sorts of difficulties in our life. And we're not worthy of having goodness in our life. This is what society likes to teach us. And this is what we, unfortunately, live too often. We live too often the idea that we are unworthy of whatever it is that we are experiencing. We are unworthy. Now, are we really unworthy? No. We're only unworthy if we think we are, and then we indeed are unworthy. If we think we are unworthy, we are unworthy. If we think we are worthy, then we are worthy. And how can you think you're worthy when you've been such a naughty person for so long, and now all of a sudden you want to be a good person? How can you be a worthy person? Well, you change your attitude about yourself. Now, is that going to change the past? No. Is that going to change the future? No. Is that going to change the now? Yes. And whatever life you and I live now is the life that we live in our future if we persist in living the life we're living now. So we say, all is in divine order now. We say, I live according to my highest and best now. And we do it. We say, all is in divine order now. All the world is wonderful now. All that I live is... That's our philosophy. When we learn that that's really what our philosophy is, then we start to follow our philosophy. And as I follow my philosophy, I am my philosophy. As I follow my philosophy, I am my philosophy. Now, we can read the philosophies of great and wonderful thinkers, great and wonderful men and women who have blessed us with their words. And we can read them and study them and learn them and say, wow, yes, I like that. I like that. I wish I were like that. Well, you are. You are exactly like what you wish you could be like because you are that which you are, and you are living it now. You are living it now, you are being it now, and you are enjoying it now. I live my philosophy, and my philosophy is that all is good and very good. I live in a world filled with glorious people who are accomplishing all the goals of their heart, who are fulfilling all the dreams of their heart, who love themselves and who love everyone in their creation with all their heart and all their soul and all their being, and who are the happiest, most fulfilled people you could ever want to meet, every one of them, because that's my philosophy. And I follow my philosophy. I learn my philosophy because I apply it and I affirm it. I affirm it daily. I affirm it in everything I do. I affirm my philosophy from sunup to sunset and beyond. I affirm the truth. All is good and very good. This is a world of joy and peace and harmony and balance. This is lovely. I know all things. I live all things. I delight in all things. I am a happy, fulfilled, marvelous person. So wonderful, so fantastic, so joyous, so exciting that everything I do is good and very good. This is for you too. This is for you because that's the way I created you in my world. I create me in my world. I live only in the now, in the delightful, happy now in my heart. Not somebody else's heart, not what anyone else might have in their thinking, but what I have in my thinking right now, this moment. And this is what it's all about. I live my philosophy. And everyone lives their philosophy to a degree, but I live mine 100% because I say all is in divine order, and that's my philosophy, that's my rhythm, that's my life, that's all that matters to me. And I see everyone in the universe living their philosophy, living my philosophy, saying all is in divine order now, all is in divine order now, all is in divine order now, all is peace, all is harmony, all is balance. All is love, all is truth, all is joy, and that is me, 100%. And that is you, 100%. Know that I love you. I love you. I love you.